It just depends. Depends how, how quickly they just grasp the whole offense. How quickly you trust what they're doing. So, most of the guys here have been here a year. Besides Darrell, most guys have had some time, had a training camp, and had some live games. So, some of them know what they're doing offensively. Know the schemes. It's still about repping, seeing their body movement, seeing how they're coming in and out of breaks, and what some of their moves are to set up their breaks.
When you lose a guy like Boss, who's been a reliable guy in the system for a while, how do you approach working somebody else in that spot?
Well, we have Travis Peck and we have Bear. Jake Ballard's been here, so the guys who are here. Those three guys have all played in games, done some stuff. They know what they're doing. So it's just a matter of just working, getting them reps, getting them different looks, and talking them through things, praising them when they're doing well. If something's not, if they clean up little things and little coaching points, that's what the coaches are doing. That's what I'm trying to reinforce to make sure everything's being done just how we want it.
Eli, can you just talk about any disappointment you might have had when Boss signed with Oakland?
Obviously, Kevin is one of my good pals and a good friend and, a great player for us. He was great in the red zones, caught a lot of touchdowns, had a great feel of the offense, knowing, what to do, what the plays is, knowing the ins and outs, the feel of the game. So, definitely disappointed about that, but I understand. I know he wanted to come back here, but sometimes other things come into factor. And happy for him on his new contract. But disappointed it's not here with the Giants.
Have you spoken to him since?
I haven't. I have not spoken to him. I know he's got a lot going on, but I'm sure I'll talk to him soon.
Are you concerned about some of the things that have happened since camp is open? With two linemen getting cut, the thing with OC, Boss leaving, the injury to number one draft pick last night.
No, I think everything's going smoothly. I think the offensively we're doing a lot of good things, and guys are getting better. And there's always parts of camp, and you have good days, or some days where things are a little tougher. We're inserting new plays where things got to go. But I think so far, guys are playing fast. We got a number of receivers who've got a good grasp of the offense and are, rotating a lot of guys in and are, all doing, making plays and doing good stuff. Tight ends are doing well. So feel good about, what we're doing, and we just got to continue to work better and, keep working and getting better.
Smith and Boss are two guys you mentioned as those guys you trust and know where they're going to be. How long did that process, or with those two, how long did that process take?
Well, both those guys have been here 4 years, and so, obviously, both played well, and but we have other guys, Beckham's going into his fourth year now, and so you have Mario Manningham, McKeem, all going to their third and fourth years. We have guys who have been here, who can step up, and a lot of those guys have made big plays for us. They've done great things for us. It's just about getting on a more consistent note and, everybody doing it, right every time and being accountable, on every play.
Can you see Beckham and Boss being almost like an interchangeable type thing, one coming in one play, one the other? And do they, in that respect, now that Boss is gone, I'm talking about Beckham and Bear. Can you see them as being interchangeable type thing, one play, one the other? And do they complement each other in terms of the different styles?
Yeah, I think Beckham, he's just, he don't have the size of Boss and of Kevin, but obviously, very fast. Gets in out of his breaks well. Has a good understanding of the offense and is doing things really well. So he'll give us some different things that Kevin didn't have, and there's some things that Kevin did better. So you find out what guys do well and use their skills to fit the offense. And so with Bear, a guy who knows the offense, a hard worker. He's played every position for us from fullback to tight end, so you can use him in a lot of different ways, and so it'll be interesting how we mix things up. And Jake Ballard, a guy who big, strong, good blocker. So we have some tight ends. We'll have to mix things up, and you know, both of them should be able to play well for us.
Eli, if Pasco has to move back to doing a lot more tight end stuff up there in line, Heinoski would appear to be right now a front runner at fullback. What impressions has he made on you?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing, he has a pretty good grasp of what's going on, you know, from day one. Just, I think he likes playing fullback. You know, he doesn't care much about getting many carries, which, you know, Giants fullbacks do not get many carries in the past. So, you know, he seems like a tough kid, obviously. You know, once you get into the game and you get, you know, live defense, you find out how tough fullbacks are and, you know, how much they want to stick their head into things. So, but he catches the ball well out of the backfield, which has been nice, and he does. He seems to have a good understanding of what we're doing, of the schemes, and is not making many mistakes. So that's always a good start for a new guy in.